KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Y'all better be good now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, well-seasoned greetings to you. You are tuned in to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, public radio for Acadiana. This is the Dirty Rice Show. I'm Bill Bolin sitting in with you this evening. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all tuning in here in Lafayette, up in Opelousas, Lake Charles, Brobridge, Erath, Kaplan, Rain, New Iberia, and all you fine folks out on the Internet. We have a special show in here for you tonight. In fact, Michael Juan Nunez, Clint Redwing, Acer Redwing. We're going to have Aaron Thomas at the controls. I'm going to be running the main board. This is going to be the Garage Diaries, the Vermilion Parish Boys. We are going to be getting to them live shortly. So y'all just stick around. Off the top of the show tonight, that was Michael Juan Nunez. And a download you can get from his website, MichaelJuanNunez.com. It's a free download. Giacomo Christmas. Merry Christmas once again to all y'all. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. And let's see. This is the last Dirty Rice before Christmas. So we're going to do a couple of songs here on the radio, and then we're going to go to the gentlemen in there live. They said, oh, yeah, man, you can play a couple of songs. They're still getting it all together. In the meantime, this is Cheech and Chong, Santa Claus and His Old Lady, my favorite Christmas tune of all time.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah,
he's not
with that dude, too. Man.
No,
yeah, he's
man.
A good singer, man.
No. Hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man. You don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man. Sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow.
Did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
But they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
But, typical freaks.
Oh, yeah, man. They were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know? Really good time, man.
Yeah,
they used
that
to eat the, yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah, man. No, what they did, man, is once a year when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big shopping bag, and then they used to take the shopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world, man. Yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, gun the apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
That sounds like a hip snowmobile.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto to the sled, and then used to stand up inside the sled and hold on to the reins, and then call out their names like On Donner, On Bliss, and On Chewy, On Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got them off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit.
Yeah,
man.
Let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a
drag. Yeah, it really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
I can dig it.
Yeah. Hey, but you want to see his disguise, man? Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah, man. You know who I'm talking about,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
How was that guy last year, man?
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of
money. Oh, hey, man. Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. I didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd be the happiest man in the world. It's Christmas time. This is the Dirty Rice Show. I'm Bill Bolin sitting in with you. That was Clifton Chenier, the King of the Zydeco from the King of the Bayous CD. It's Christmas time, name of that. And before that, we had Cheech and Chong with the all-time Christmas classic, Santa Claus and His Old Lady. Let's see. I'm going to raise this one up. Let's see if we got anything going in there. Are y'all ready to go in there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, man.
Okay, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to give you your Christmas present from KRVS and Dirty Rice. This is going to be Michael Juan Nunez, Clint Redwing, Acer Redwing in the studio, and Aaron Thomas in the live control room, and me, I'm standing in here in the radio control room.
Can you hear me, Bill?
Yes, sir, I certainly can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing, buddy?
Thank you all for coming in. I do appreciate it, Juan.
Thank you for having us, man.
Yeah. So what we got going on in here tonight, the Garage Diaries?
The Garage Diaries, yeah. We got a little side project Clint and I put together. You know, Clint and I, along with Chad Willis, play together as the American Electric. And Clint and I's got a little side project we call the VPB right now.
You can check it out on his website.
Yes, sir.
The official name is only revealed on the website. You've got to be computer skilled to get there and find it out.
That's right. You gotta get down and go see it.
let's just say they out of a million parish.
Yes, sir.
And we appreciate, like I say, once again, thank y'all for coming in this evening.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
We're going to start off with a little tribute, man, to the roots of it all. You know what I mean? We're straight up, we're a rock band, but can't help but be influenced by the wonderful music that's come out of here. And this song right here was written by Ken Ray Fontenot and Blues de la Prison, and this is our version of it.
Hope you
enjoy it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
Don't know what that was. We lost something, man.
We're getting it going in here, ladies and gentlemen. We still have a little technical difficulties, but no problem.
Can we start that again?
By all means, start the show over again.
Hey, Bill, how you doing, man?
Just fine.
Bill, man, listen, it's great to be here. Thank you, man.
Thank y'all for coming in, gentlemen.
All right, here we go.
se condomne pour les flancs d'enfer.
Yeah, man.
All right. Where we at? Yeah. Blues à la prison, huh? Yeah. Yeah, Canary.
Clint Redwing's gonna sing something from behind the kit for y'all for Christmas.
Would it be all right if we did a little Christmas music?
This is Christmas time, yeah. I don't think you can leave until you play at least some form of Christmas music.
Well, you know, we was thinking about it, and every year around this time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you hear it on the station as well, but a little song back in 1961 come out on the air. Who did it? Charles Brown.
And that's every right. And then everybody else in the world has done it.
Every
band that once, yeah.
And everybody else has covered it. Didn't maybe the Eagles do it?
They might have.
I think everybody's had to. It's required, isn't it? Y'all the band members.
I think you need to do it.
I know Garland Thompson does it sometimes.
Well, you know.
So?
Anyway, it's a little song that goes like this. And bells will be ringing the sunset news. And oh, what a Christmas. Oh, don't you have the blues. Well, now you know Michael Wine on the flip side.
On the other side. Gotcha.
It was another little tune that Charles Brown did. It was a number one hit. Ladies and gentlemen, never made it to the top.
A number one hit that never made it to the top. Okay.
A little song that goes just like this right here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Christmas time. It comes but once a year. Ooh, I'm getting ready. And I'ma spread my Christmas cheer. Take the next 6 months to pay these bills. The time I think about it, it gives me chills. I don't care, Lord, Christmas time comes once a year. I'm getting ready to have myself a ball. Oh, I'm going dancing and party on every call. I play that part till New Year's Day. And I don't care what I'll have to pay. I don't care, love, Christmas time comes once a year.
Oh, man.
Clint Redwing, y'all.
You know, you got to have a little fun with it, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, man.
Bill, I don't know who's having more fun, me or you. You know?
I think I'm pushing you.
Here's a song right here, man, that we recorded on a four-track tape machine at our rehearsal place, and I put it up on the website, and it kind of started a little buzz going around. And it's about one of my favorite subjects in the entire world, and that is ice cream. And the tune goes something like this.
Ice cream. That's also available as a free download on the MichaelJuanNunez.com website. Please go by there and check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Be you tuned in here out there on the intranet somewhere. Once again, thanks for tuning in, and Merry Christmas. Happy more holidays than you can name, and well-seasoned greetings to every last one of you out there from myself, Aaron, Juan, Clint, Acer, everybody here at KRVS. Thank you for the support that you show us throughout the year. This is a special Christmas thing. Man, this is great. Thank y'all for coming in once again. I'm going to thank you every time I turn it on.
We appreciate it. You know, we can't thank you enough for having us in here. And the Dirty Rice program is the absolute most very best program on the face of the earth.
Well, thank you very much.
That's right.
We may not be the most listened to, but yeah, definitely, we're the best.
That's right, y'all are best.
Hey, and if y'all are out there this evening driving around, be careful, be careful. Always designate a driver when you're out there. We know what you're doing out there. You're going out and probably going to holiday parties and things like that, but always, please have a designated driver. That's right.
And we're gonna. How about we do one more tune for you, man? And I'm gonna try something right here. We hadn't played this yet.
It's on the new CD.
My Little Train Wreck, which is available on iTunes, also available at Barnes and Noble here in Lafayette, Abbeville Record Shop, places like that.
Louisiana Music Factory.
Louisiana Music Factory, yes, sir. And did I mention iTunes?
Yes.
It's in the box.
And it's also in the box.
Yeah. Made on my boy. That's right. We're gonna do this tune right here. We don't usually do it, but for some reason we wanted to play it tonight, so we're gonna try it out on you. This is the last song on that record.
And you know, just in case some of the folks out there are wondering, this is not about worshiping any kind of devils or anything. It's actually about having a bunch of trouble and turmoils and
that's true.
And how bad things always seem to try to get in your way of you doing the right things.
But you know what? We're going to get them out of here. I ain't going to preach to y'all tonight, but I'll sing a song.
You come out and see us, and we might have a little sermon, though. Yeah.
Don't the devil.
jumping pimple, son of a.
Up jumped the devil. You're more than welcome. More than welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuned into KRVS 88.7 FM here in Lafayette and KRVS.org on the internet. Thank y'all all once again for tuning in. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. It is not after, or is it after the end of the world? It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet? We're having a conversation out in there. Let's see. I have no idea what's going on. What are we doing? We taking a break a minute? Yeah, man, I want y'all to play as much as you want. Okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a little break here for a minute and then figure out what we're going to do from here on out. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see, this is a band that played in Lafayette last night. I hope some of y'all got to go see them. Out of Baton Rouge, instrumental band, fine aggregation, Rondo Hatton. This is Pedal Pusher.
Pas de céder pour faire plaisir. avec du cornet, ça veut des pastilles. Ça peut être la dernière fois, ça peut être la dernière fois. Ça va être même demain. Ça pourrait être la dernière fois. Ça pourrait être la dernière fois.
From the En Francais Volume 2 record, that was Beau Soleil, The Last Time, covering the Rolling Stones song. Yeah, another fine record that came out in 2012. En Francais Volume 2, got all the fine bands on here. Babineau Sisters, Beau Soleil avec Michael Doucet, Al Berard et les Fils. Too many on here. We will be, you keep listening to Dirty Rice, and we will be keeping on playing this. And we start off that set with Rondo Hatton, who played here in Lafayette on Friday night. Pedal Pusher was the name of that tune. That's off their second release. Let's see, where are we going to go? Let's go down to the river. Let's do a little bit of River Run with the Radiators from the Last Watusee.
Thank you. tell me.
From the circle.